This. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's burning some more vacation time this week. DJ GA from The Night Show in her place. What's up?
Well, Kanye and Kim Kardashian are supposedly held up in a fortress, but I dug a little deeper. There's no moat, though, Riggs. There's
no moat.
Yeah, apparently after they jumped on that private jet, how we talked about earlier this week, you know, they're trying to save their marriage, so they took a trip, took all the kids, jumped on the private jet, and went to, they're on some remote island, and the fortress that they're staying, I'm saying that with quotations if you guys can't see me on the radio.
Yeah, you're doing air quotes with his fingers. Yeah.
And a fortress that there's total radio silence, and it's so remote that it's hard for anybody to get there. They're supposedly they're working on trying to save their marriage.
Well, good. They're spending time together, which is what they need, probably, yes, if they've been apart.
Yeah, the whole family. Like, there's been very little contact with them in the last few months, and ever since his North Carolina rally, where he's just out and everything, like how he wanted to divorce her, and they're trying to put him in a mental home and everything else. Said they've been on, it's been tough times for the West over there, so they needed this trip. I don't know if having the kids there is going to help, though. If I'm thinking to myself, if me and my wife need to talk, I think we should go on trip. Hey, I call my mom and say, Mom, could you watch the kids? Me and the wife, we need to sit down, and we need a trip and work things out.
Some people have different relationships with their kids. Some
that
people, they want to have their kids there, so that it's a whole family bonding thing so that they can see, hey, we're helping Dad get better. Because Kanye has, they've said, and he said himself, he has bipolar disorder. And
right.
This is something that they have to kind of manage as a family, and that's how people with any mental health, anybody with a kid with autism or diabetes or depression or anxiety or ADHD, you have to teach the family as well how to manage that kid as well. So how to live with it and how to help them and support them because they have different needs, and Kanye has clearly different needs.
True. And,
so
you know, it's funny you say that too, because that's the one thing I've learned about being on the radio. How I see things is how I see things. And when somebody says, oh, and then you think, oh, yeah, you know, that is right. Just because you see it one way doesn't make it the right way. You know what I mean?
You mean a healthy disagreement or a healthy... Or you're presented with new information and you're able to change your mind about something?
Like, oh, that makes sense, right? A lot of people don't do that, but I learned...
A lot of people don't do that, dude.
I learned a lot of stuff on the radio and be like, oh, you know what? You're right.
A lot of people dig their heels in and go, no, I'm right, you're wrong.
Look, if you present me with some information, okay, that makes sense.
It does.
You know,
make a rational argument, I'll sit down. I'll have a cup of tea with you.
Yeah, you know.
Kim and Kanye, working it out.
I hope they work it out. Man, even though I think this is a bunch of, I don't know how true the story is, and I don't know how, you know, we're not in their relationship, but there's just so much information about them. It's like, it's hard to
decipher.
Oh, the
whole world.
Yeah.
I think everybody wants to know, and everybody wants to jump the gun on a decision, because they want to be first to the story. Like,
right.
We want to know first, but yeah. We'll see. We'll see how they're going. We have an update on Kanye West, his ballot. Did he make the ballot? Did they make the deadline? We'll tell you before 7 o'clock.
I'll sign it.
We found out. Hold on. We'll tell you. It's 103.7 KISS FM. I had a moment in exchange with a celebrity in my Twitter DMs, DJGA, and I'm wondering if I blew this opportunity to have to have someone on my podcast.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking like somebody slid your DMs and you blew it. Hold on, Riggs. I need some more content.
All right. By the way, this is DJGA from our night show. He's in for Allie this week. She's out on vacation, burning some time.
Burning it up.
Now, I don't know if you know this about me, and we'll talk about this a little more in depth coming up at about 8:20 this morning, things that you're known for. But I'm known as being a Bigfoot person. Like, it's one of the things that I don't understand myself why I find Bigfoot so fascinating.
It's fascinating.
It's just fascinating. It has been since I was a child. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's funny that people still look into it. And I think it's great that we still haven't found evidence that he exists. But again, we haven't found evidence that
he doesn't
exist. So
Prove
to me he doesn't exist. I'm just saying. But I thought I had questions about the whole Bigfoot community, because these people that look for Sasquatch, there's like shows on History Channel and everything.
Yes, I've watched a
few. I was like, I think it'd be funny. I have a podcast podcast called Riggs Off the Radio. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to talk to a Bigfoot guy off the radio on my podcast. So I reach out to this guy. He's been on the History Channel before. He's written books. Like, he knows what he's talking about. His name is Ken Gerhard. He's a widely recognized cryptozoologist.
Okay.
Cryptozoologist is like zoo animals that are folklore that aren't really known to exist. They're like mythical creatures that they try to prove exist,
right.
Kind of like a Bigfoot. So I reach out to this guy on Twitter and I was like, hey, would you mind coming on my podcast?
Okay.
I don't need more than 25 minutes of your time. We could talk about your book. Let me know.
Right. That sounds about right.
Right. And I'm not thinking I'm even going to get a response because this is just a random guy on Twitter. But he's a Bigfoot guy, so maybe he has some time on his hands.
Yeah,
he responds.
Oh, what does he say?
He responds and says, I'm honored by your inquiry, and I'd love to come on your show, but I have two caveats.
Uh-oh.
One, I prefer not to do interviews longer than an hour in length.
Okay.
I was like, fine.
Okay.
I'd like to talk to you about Bigfoot for an hour.
Okay.
At 20 minutes, I'm fine, you know?
Right.
Two, I respectfully request that the show purchase one signed copy of my book directly from me. So he wants me to buy a copy of his book.
Wait.
And I've never had this happen before. I've done interviews with people before where they want to promote their books, they want to promote their products.
Right.
And you bring them on, you do interviews. It happens all the time.
Right.
You talk about their product. People do it with podcasts. You talk about their book. Oh, by the way, go buy their book on Amazon, whatever it is. If you're okay with that, let me know. Much appreciated. And I said, less than an hour isn't a problem. How much are you charging for this book? He goes, $23 with postage included. And now I'm starting to think, I'm like, I know $23. $23 is a lot of money to some people.
But look, it's not even about the money. It's the principality, Smokey.
You think?
Yes.
Because then I responded, and I felt like I was being kind of a jerk to this guy, by the way, that I'm talking to on Twitter in my DMs, a Bigfoot guy, about coming on my podcast.
Yeah.
And I say, I don't really feel like it's not a free giveaway. He said I could give it away. He goes, people use it as a free giveaway, the book. And I said, it's not a free giveaway if I pay for it. And
right.
I said, not to toot my own horn, but I have people that listen to me on the radio, and I'm going to talk about your book and everything, which,
right.
by the way, I haven't said the name of his book because I'm not going to give him any credit for it right now. I don't really
right.
feel like I should. And I want to know if I'm in the wrong for doing this. And I said, thanks, but no thanks, essentially.
Yeah.
I don't want to buy a copy of your book. I respect your decision to do that, but I have other people I can talk to. You're not the only person that'll talk to me about what I want to talk about on my podcast.
Here is my two cents.
Did I overreact by telling him no?
I don't think I blew it. No, I think you did right, because here's the thing. Like you said, you reached out to him and said, hey, I want to put you, you know, maybe you being on him being on your podcast is going to sell him more books. So
maybe
maybe
a couple hundred people listen. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
he sells a book or two.
Yeah,
he says in his experience, he's done interviews. I've done hundreds of podcast interviews, and I've learned that through the years that it doesn't always even lead to one book sale. And I'm like,
that would have threw me all the way off then. I would have been like, fine. Once he did, I'd be like, okay, fine. Well, I don't want you on my show because basically you're basically trying to just get money out of me then.
That's what I felt like.
Yeah,
I felt like I was getting hustled a little bit by a Bigfoot guy of all people.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like Justin Timberlake or somebody like really like awesome that I wanted to talk to.
But think about this. You think Justin Timberlake or anybody would have charged you to be on your podcast?
In fact, he would have said, hey, here's a digital download of my new album or something from Trolls. Give
right.
it away for free. That's
right.
what they do to promote. They're promoters.
I think... He missed the boat. Like, I think he's doing it wrong as far as, like, you don't say, oh, somebody calls you to be on, oh, well, yeah, I'll be on there if you buy my book. That's not how
the
game goes.
That'd be like me asking you to fill in for Allie this week, and you said, sure, but you got to buy right. some of my all-in gear, some of my shirts.
Be like, Riggs, I can't
do it. No, I don't think so, GA. Right? I don't know. Do you think I overreacted to the Bigfoot guy?
Or maybe I don't think so.
I think that I do it okay. 414-799-1037.
That's kind of jerky.
I was kind of bummed out that I may have blown my opportunity to talk to a famous Bigfoot guy, man.
No.
It was a famous guy, though.
Yeah, but no, I mean, no.
All right.
I just felt like, no.
I reached out to somebody to be on my podcast, Riggs Off the Radio, thinking, oh, this will be cool. I'll have somebody on. I have some questions about Bigfoot. I have honest questions. I'm curious.
No.
I'm a conspiracy curious guy. I want to know things about Bigfoot. And he said, sure, but I won't talk for more than an hour, and you have to buy a copy of my book for $23.
Basically, pay me $23. I'll come on your show.
And you said something just between songs, GA, about he was kind of dissing my podcast a little bit.
Disrespect. Put some respect on your name, man.
Well, why do you feel like that?
Because, okay, well, oh, it's a little pie. Well, you know, it doesn't. Didn't he say, like, oh, I've been on hundreds of podcasts and it doesn't always lead to book sales? So basically, he's saying, well, since I'm not going to sell no books on your little podcast, you got to buy a book. That's how I feel. Like, you know, disrespect.
I'm getting a little angry. Tess is
on
the phone.
Put some respect on the name.
Tess from Tess's Wigs. What's up, girl?
Hey, what's up? Listen, I'm Tess Wiggs, the famous woman that made Milwaukee famous. But let me tell you something.
Okay.
When you first told the story, I thought, hey, maybe the guy's older. You know, a lot of us, we're not really into technology. We don't know podcasts.
Right.
But what really killed me is when he told you he did a lot of them before.
Yes.
Yeah.
No way. No way in hell would I ever have paid for a book. We want free advertising.
Free.
Anytime. Hey, let's do Bigfoot in a wig. That's what I say.
I'm all for it, Tess. Do you have a Bigfoot, like, do you have a Bigfoot-like wig that I could get?
I need the Sasquatch
yes,
wig.
We have some girls that work for us that look like Bigfoot.
TessWigs.com. It's a real website. Go check her out. Check you out.
Damn Skippy started here in Milwaukee, and we're world famous. We're putting Milwaukee on the map.
Damn right, Tess. Thank you for doing big things for Milwaukee, putting us on the map.
Hey,
we appreciate
it. I like
you.
How you did that. Big things.
Big things.
Yes, you guys. I'll come on your podcast and we can talk about wigs.
Hey, hell yeah. We'll do a whole wig cast. It'll be great.
You know what? That's a good idea. But he has to buy a wig, though.
I'm sure I'm going to buy a wig, though.
No, no, no. We'll get a freebie.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. It's 6:56. Allie's out for the week, burning some vacation time. Brought in from the night show, DJ G.A.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in early, dude. Appreciate it.
Drag me out of bed, buddy.
It's just two dudes in the morning.
Two dudes.
Two dudes. Estrogen always welcomed at 414-799-1037. We talked yesterday about Kanye West.
Yeah.
Trying to get on the Wisconsin ballot for November.
Did he do it?
As an independent candidate. Well, there's video of a woman walking into Madison headquarters yesterday.
Okay.
She is a Madison attorney delivering a stack of papers. There's a reporter there waiting for her, and he goes, is this about Kanye West? And she goes, no comment. But it looks to be a lot of signatures in there. So he had to have 2,000 signatures by 5 o'clock last night, Kanye West,
C-O-B.
To be put on the ballot. Now, they all have to be valid signatures, so they have to go through all of them, make sure they match up, and they're not bogus or anything. But as soon as they can decide that, they have to go through all of them and make sure that it's legit. And then Kanye could be on the Wisconsin ballot in November.
Hey, did anybody sign for Kanye yesterday? If you did, we want to hear from
we
you.
Do.
Did you sign?
I did not. I didn't see it.
Well, yeah.
He said he filed as a member of the BDY. You know what that is, right?
Birthday party?
It's the birthday party. That's right.
Hey.
You know.
Hey.
You already know, G.A.
Hey, go, Saudi. It's your birthday. Yeah.
Looks like there's a couple other people that also filed paperwork yesterday.
Who?
To be on. Joe Jorgensen.
Okay. George.
Howie Hawkins. Brian Carroll and Kyle Kenley Kopitke.
Hey, what's the egg?
Those people
you guys
also
made
filed.
It.
Those people also filed yesterday. So
I wonder if they all have the same
the same beliefs, same platforms.
No, the same names on there.
I don't know. They're all going up against Kanye West, though. If this happens, can you imagine? 2020 could not get any more bizarre.
I'm gonna let you finish.
Walking into the voting polls in November and being like, what? Kanye did it. What?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's burning some vacation time this week. DJ GA from The Night Show. What's going on in the dirt?
Well, we're talking Ellen DeGeneres. You know what's been going on with her. They're saying that the work environment is toxic there. It's been like that for a while, and she's not a very nice person. She's been rude to people and overlooking things on the show.
Turning a blind eye.
Turning a blind eye to like sexual behavior. It's like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like, and I think I asked you this yesterday. I was like, what does Ellen have to say? Is anybody defending Ellen? And
some people have come to Ellen's defense.
Yes.
We said her wife yesterday, but who else?
Katy Perry, Diane Keaton. And of course, you got to say Ashton Kutcher and Kevin Hart. I really liked what Kevin Hart had to say.
What did Kevin Hart have to say?
He says she's a great person, fellow comedian and all that. But I do like what he said. The internet, this is Kevin Hart, I quote, "The internet has become a crazy world of negativity. We are all falling in love with people's downfall. It's honestly sad, but when did we get here? I stand by the ones I know and love. Looking forward to the future when we get back to loving one another. This hate-ish has to stop, end quote.
All right.
And I believe that. Like, you know what? You could say one thing nowadays and it derails somebody's whole career. Like, and even if it's allegedly or something, it's like, oh, yeah, this person's a jerk. This
Are
person
you
is
talking
that.
About cancel culture?
Yeah, oh, the cancel culture
don't
start, is
don't
starve
wild. Me on that. Don't starve me on that.
But, yeah, and you know what? I don't know how to feel about this, Ellen. Is it true? Is it not true? There are people...
Well, it is. You're absolutely right, because if it's true and she was turning a blind eye to bad behavior and sexual harassment and all sorts of stuff, and then that makes her not the greatest person of all, and she needs to really look hard and do some soul searching and make sure that she takes care of these people that were victimized by her employees, I think.
Well, see, now that's the sexual stuff that they're talking about.
Right.
Okay, that's one thing, but people having a bad experience on the Ellen show, does that necessarily make her a bad person because they had a bad experience on the show?
No, it's all subjective.
Yeah, and that's
how you can encounter people. You might get Ellen on a bad day, you might get her on a good day. She's a human, she's allowed to have bad days.
Right.
You might get her on a day when she's snappy.
Yeah,
sometimes you catch me on a bad day.
Yeah.
I'll snap at you.
Yeah, hey, get Rick some coffee. He's having a bad day.
Right.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. But it's interesting to see. Like, it's interesting to see because until they threw out the sexual, she was turning blind eye to sexual assault stuff, then that's when you're like, oh, wait, what?
She was what now? Yeah. That makes her complicit.
Yeah, but people having a bad experience on the show, I was like, okay.
Maybe she just ran things like a tight ship, and she was just very controlling, maybe.
Like
a lot of super famous people are, maybe.
Right. I want my show to run correctly, and if you're messing that up, you might have the best experience on my
show. You don't do it right, you don't do it my way, then get out. You're fired. Get out of here. And you're like, what a bee. Wait a minute. She's just running things like a business.
Yeah,
and
so.
You weren't running things the way she needed to. It'll be interesting to see how this pans out with Ellen, man.
Well,
it will.
Apparently, like you said, we talked about it yesterday.
Yep.
This will probably be her last season. They're trying to get her out, and likely will. That's what they're saying. So
we'll let you know what happens.
Wow.
Hey, on the way next, we got a commercial-free hour and something that involves the women and mothers. Women and mothers.
Estrogen on the show. Let's go.
And DJ GA. We'll talk about it next. Hold on. It's Kiss. You remember back in the day when you'd get up into the car and you'd be like, shotgun! When you were riding with somebody, you get to call shotgun. Did you ever do that?
Yes.
Did you do that?
Yeah, I had, oh, yeah, well, actually, you know.
Was that just me?
No, we did that. When you with your boys, you would do the shotgun stuff, but you know, when you roll with your mom and your family's with you, it's the oldest got the front seat.
Oh, okay.
That's how we did.
Because sitting next to the driver is like sitting in the privileged seat.
I guess so. Now that I think about it, it was kind of stupid, but we would,
right.
It was always the oldest, and we'd fight over it, so my mom would say, the oldest always rides in the front seat.
But I only bring this up because you proposed an interesting discussion yesterday.
Yes.
And it involves women and mothers. And maybe a competition between the two. 414-799-1037. That's the number. You can call or you can text. Go ahead, DJ GA. Well, who's filling in for Ali this week, by the way.
Yeah, I was online. Shout out to my man, JR Scales. What up, though? And they were talking about this. This comes up like every year. Like, people are talking about if you have a girlfriend or a wife, your significant other, whoever, and the mother is there, who rides in the front seat? Does the wife or significant or the mother, right? And now, all things being equal, because there's always, I'm not good. Me and my mom, we don't get along. No, I'm talking about you and your mother have a great relationship, everything being equal.
Okay.
Who rides in the front seat, the wifey or the mother?
This has happened to me.
Okay.
Twice, with my mom and with my wife's mom, both.
Right.
And when it happened with my mom, I remember my mom insisted that my wife sit in the front seat. She was like, no, go ahead. She saw that my wife was going to move to the back seat, and my mom was like, that's fine, you can sit in the front, I'll just take the back seat.
Right.
And my wife was like, are you sure? And she was like, yeah, it's fine. So it happened that way. It was cool. And my wife sat in the front seat, my mom sat in the back seat because that's where my mom wanted to sit. She was more comfortable there. So we were like, cool, we moved on. But I thought at the moment, I was like,
Right.
And then you brought this up, so go ahead.
So this is my take on it. That's absolutely right what you said. Like, look, if your wife, significant other, and you guys are riding your car, your wife or significant other should say, hey, would you like to sit in the front seat?
They should offer. They should offer it to the mom.
And then the mom should be like, "Oh no, no, no! Go ahead, you sit in the front seat." That's how it should go, because that's just put some respect. Respect is the theme of the show today. Respect.
Almost like the courtesy reach for the wallet. Like at least if you don't like the mom, at least say, "Hey, would you like to sit in the front seat?" That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Always give the respect.
Yeah, and your mother should be like, "Oh no, no, go ahead, baby." You know what I'm saying? That's how it always should be. It shouldn't be this. Well, I'm his wife. I sit in the front. Look,
are there women like that are like, "No, I'm sitting in the front seat." Do you think?
Forget your mom.
Really? Are you serious?
I've heard, and I'm like, and if your girl is like that, I am so serious. Dump her.
You said it with a straight face.
Dump her. Your girl is like that, doesn't want to give your mom the respect that she deserves, dump her. Because if she doesn't respect your mom,
she's not
going to respect you.
That's true.
I'm trying to save you some time, fellas. Let it go. Let it go.
How do you feel about this? Who sits in the front seat? Are we putting too much emphasis on the front seat? Because the back seat could be good, too. That's where, like, the celebrities sit.
Nah, B. Nah, it's a women thing. It's respect.
All right.
Respect on the name.
How do you feel about it? 414-799-1037. You can call, you can text.
Shout out JR Scales.
Who sits in the front? The girl or the mom? Talk to you next. Hold on, it's Kiss.
Put some respect on it, Riggs.
Respect on what? What did I do? Why are you yelling at me? What are you yelling at me for now?
Some respect on my mama name. Dang it.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. That's DJ GA filling in for Allie this week, who's burning some vacation time. We were just having a discussion when it comes to riding in the car. This is for men when they have their woman in the car.
Yes.
And the mother, like you say, you're going out with the wife and the girlfriend and the mom. Does the mom sit in the front seat or the girlfriend sit in the front seat? And you said always, 100%, without fail, mom sits in the front seat.
Well,
that's a respect thing.
Yeah, yeah. She has to offer moms the front seat. And your mom's being a respectful person that she is. Like, no, baby. You have to. I'm cool in the back. That's how it should go.
All right.
She has to offer moms the front seat.
Got to at least offer. 414-799-1037. Justin is on the phone. Good morning, Justin. What do you think?
Morning. How you guys doing?
Fantastic, dude. Fantastic. If I was any better, I'd be you.
Right.
When we go out, I always, my mom's in the front seat. It's just a respect thing. And my wife and my mom almost get into an argument because they respect each other so much where it's like, no, you sit in the front seat, you know?
No, you sit in the front seat. No, you sit in the front seat.
Like,
right.
All right, just get in the car.
Hey, but that's how it's supposed to be, though. Really.
Right. But, you know, usually with the old, like, growing up, it was always who's ever the oldest sits in the front seat. I think that's just a generation thing of growing up.
The oldest sits in the front,
yeah. That's how we did it, too.
Why do we put so much emphasis and so much respect on that front seat? Like, why do we revere the shotgun seat, the passenger seat in the
car?
Why do you think that is?
I'd have to say just because you're seen the most in the front seat.
Yeah. That is true. The passenger is seen more than anybody in the shotgun seat. Yeah,
with the guys, you don't want to be in the back seat, right?
Yeah, and then you don't want the middle part. I would say, if you sit in the middle, what we call that, but you can't say that on the radio.
Oh, the B seat? Yeah.
The B seat?
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Justin. We appreciate you listening.
Like I said, that's how it's supposed to go, Justin. Your mom gives your girl says, "Hey, no, mom's sitting in the front." Mom's like, "No, you sit in the front," and they get into an argument about it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, both sit in the front seat on each other's laps. No, that's even more dangerous. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. We're talking about the respect of letting a mom sit in the front seat. How do you feel about the topic?
I feel like the gentleman should be the one to sit in the back seat. Let the ladies drive. Let the ladies sit up there.
I knew somebody was going to call and say this. Let me tell you something.
I'm a mental health doctor. Just throwing it out there.
No. The men drive.
No.
Men drive at all times.
GA is very old school in his belief in that he wants to drive. He wants to make sure you take care of. But she's saying that why can't the women drive? Why don't you take a load off and sit in the back seat?
No,
I would rather sit in the back seat myself.
Well, you know,
I don't want to drive. Well, I don't like the pressure of driving. I don't like people telling me where to turn. They're telling me to change lanes. I don't want to drive. I would rather sit in the back seat all day, every day.
Let me tell you something.
I think just offer it as an option. If they don't want to, that's fine, but throw it out there.
Yeah. Well, how about you drive? My mom will sit in the passenger seat. I'll sit in the back seat and read a novel.
No. I'm gonna tell. No, this is a whole nother. Hey, because you know what? Because women can't drive. That's a whole nother topic. Oh, God, women are bad drivers.
This is a bad idea bringing you on this show.
Hey, yeah. I don't like. I get nervous. I get nervous. I'm
you
not
like to
lie.
Be. You are a control person. You like
yeah,
to be.
Yeah. When I drive, because you know, I just let me drive with all this stuff going on. Please let me drive.
That's how you are. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning.
Shout out to the ladies out there.
You can direct all complaints to DJ GA.
Look, Rick. Look, I'm just saying.
I was thinking maybe you know it might be time for some treatment.
Yes.
At least some therapy.
Yeah. You know what? We'll have Allie come in and set him straight too when she gets back from vacation too.
Allie will be like, I can drive, GA. I'm a better driver than you.
She is too.
And you might be.
Probably. Thanks so much for calling, girl. We appreciate you listening this morning. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi. Are you calling to yell at GA for saying women can't drive?
No. I believe that young women, you know, grow up these days, they seem like they don't even have a mother.
Hold on. Can you turn on your radio in the background, please? It's kind of hard to hear you.
Okay. The mother should be able to sit in the front seat.
Okay.
Right.
That's part of respect.
Okay? Right. No question.
That's how I feel. But I'm 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the younger generation of girls, they're like they were raised without mamas, you know?
Yeah.
I can believe that. I can believe that because like I said, that's why I said if your girl doesn't offer the front seat to your mom, dump her.
Get rid of her.
Get rid of her.
You need to go.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
I do too.
And I'm halfway joking, but I'm serious. If your girl doesn't let you offer your mom the front seat, like why would I let her sit in the front seat? Hey, trip is over.
Girl or guy, if they don't respect your parents, they're not going to respect you.
They're not.
Disrespectful.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
So disrespectful.
Yeah, it's a respect thing. What's your name, by the way?
It's Magnolia.
No, thank you so much for calling, Magnolia. We appreciate you listening
appreciate
this morning.
You.
We will talk to you tomorrow morning. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. So I think people are on your side, except maybe let the women drive too every once in a while.
Look, hey, we've always said women can't drive, even though it's not necessarily true, but that's just a stigma.
They get cheaper insurance rates, don't they?
Yes, they do.
All right, so we're just talking about who sits in the front seat when it comes to like DJ GA going out with the girl and the mom. Who takes the front seat, the mom or the girlfriend? GA says always the mom.
Always the mom.
And I tend to agree with him.
You have to offer the girl. Your girl has to offer your mom the front. And if your mom, being the woman that she is not going to take it because, you know, she understands. But it's a respect thing.
And I said, you know, I'm hard-pressed to find someone or even someone that knows someone that would not let the mom sit in the front seat. And we found one on the phone. Sarah, good morning. Sarah.
Uh-oh.
So tell us the situation that you're currently living with.
My brother's girlfriend always takes the front seat over my mom.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Your
She's
brother's
a girlfriend?
Girlfriend? Yep.
She's just a girlfriend, not even the wife. A girlfriend?
Yes, a girlfriend.
How long they been together?
3 years.
Oh. And she always takes the front seat over the mom, makes the mom sit in the back seat.
Yes.
Does the mom have a problem with this?
Depends on where we're going.
Oh, if it's a longer trip, she doesn't like it?
Yes.
Okay.
Sarah, listen to me very closely. And I need, you know, you need to have a sit down, talk with your brother, take him to get some ice cream. Just, you know, brother, sister talk and say, you need to dump her. You need to get her out the family. She's not going to be good for the family. How long they been together, you said?
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah, no. Wait, and the question is, do you like her, though?
Yeah, she has grown on me, but...
No, she doesn't like her. She doesn't like her at all.
There was hesitation
in her
voice.
There was hesitation, yeah. I'm being Dr. Phil. I'm being the love doctor right now.
Right. Have they ever had arguments about who sits in the seat, or has it always just been, is she just a dominant girlfriend, and she's like, no, I'm sitting in the front seat, that's the way it is?
Never when I'm around, so I don't know about that one.
That's interesting.
She looks at the mom, get in the back. You know I'm riding shotgun. Quit playing.
Well, GA says to have a sit-down talk with your brother. So.
And get rid of her. And she has to go.
Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning.
That's crazy, Riggs.
I told you something. At least one would call in. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. We're talking about who sits in the front seat. Is it a respect thing with the mom or the girlfriend? Who would take it? What do you?
Well,
what?
I take,
What's your input?
My take on it. Girlfriend and wife are two different status quo.
Yeah. Well, you tell them, girl.
There it is.
I mean, it is. So if you're just my boyfriend, which really technically we're just friends, of course.
And a boyfriend is just friends.
Right? Well, you are. There's nothing legally binding you together as a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah. When you're a boyfriend, how do you file your taxes?
Exactly. Single. You're damn right.
Hey, I'm not mad. You know what? I like the knowledge you're dropping right now.
I did too.
I mean, I'm just curious. But
right.
I mean, I was married for over 12 years. My ex-mother-in-law, literally, she just got in the back because I was a wife.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Where's one? I never even had to question. I never said anything. She just got in the back.
Okay. What? It was just an unspoken thing. And there was no resenting of anything.
But I don't understand, because even now my mother, she gets in the back. My mother, she's 86 years old and she just gets in the back seat.
Have you ever said, Mom, do you want to sit in the front seat? Have you ever said that to her?
Do you want to get to sit in the front? And she's like, no, I'm fine.
But that's all I'm saying. And that's perfect. That's how it should be, though.
Acknowledged it. Yeah, she doesn't want the front. That's
cool.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, the president is set. But I feel like you have to offer the mother this. I mean, you just got. And of course, she's not going to take it. You know she's not going to take it. But it's the offer.
My husband.
Yes.
But if he's my boyfriend, there's no question. You know to get in the back.
get your behind in the
get
back.
Get your ass in the back seat. Get your ass in the back. Thank you.
You're a boyfriend. Yeah.
Thank you so much for giving us the perspective. We really needed it this morning.
Not a problem.
You're the voice of reason. We love you.
I like the how do you file your taxes.
Exactly. Sports in the top 10, 103.7, KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie, 757. GA from our night show. DJ GA is in Allie's place this week. She's on vacation, taking a week. What were you doing when you were 17 years old, DJ GA? What was 17-year-old DJ GA up to?
Man, all I was doing was playing basketball and playing video games.
Were you getting into any sort of mischief when you were 17 years old? Maybe a little bit here and there.
A little bit here and there.
Right?
Yeah.
Like sneaking out at night.
Ding-dong ditching people, you know.
You weren't swindling hundreds of thousands of dollars out of...
Swindling?
Swindling, yes.
Oh!
Out of unwilling social media people. Back on July 15th, the Twitter accounts of a whole bunch of super famous people like Barack Obama, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, their Twitter accounts were hacked by somebody that posted the same tweet on all of them that said, like, everyone's asking me to give back. If you send me $1,000, I'll send you $2,000 back in bitcoins.
Wow.
With a link. And people were clicking the link because they thought, wow, if Bill Gates is saying it, it must be true.
Must be true.
If Obama's saying it, it must be true.
Must be true.
Elon Musk is on this? He's not lying to me.
Yeah,
of course
he's rich
it's true.
Too.
So far, they took people for $180,000. And this guy ended up with a whole crap ton of bitcoins, like millions of dollars worth of bitcoins. And it's a 17-year-old kid. 17-year-old kid in Orlando, Florida, being charged with this. He's pleaded not guilty. But he has, like, back in the day, he used to, like, he would play online video games.
Right.
And he would say that he would try and sell, like, on Minecraft and these different games, you can sell different type of trinkets to other players.
Yeah, yeah.
So he would use, like, ghost screen names to sell something to somebody and take their $100 and then delete his account and ghost him and, like, take this money. And nobody could find him because he would find ways to do it on the internet. Well, he got better and better at it, and he got two other accomplices who were also being charged with this as well. They haven't released their names or anything yet, but
wow,
he used this to then get more money. And he was like, well, if I can do this, I can get into Twitter. And he found a way to do it. 17-year-old kid. Like, I don't agree with it at all. Like, obviously, it's terrible to take any money from anybody.
That's the worst type of person.
But at the end of the day, do you remember the movie Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah, with Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah.
That was a true story.
Yes.
The guy, Frank Abagnale Jr., that was like, he was on the run from the government for so long. And he ended up, they hired him to work for the FBI, to work in their fraud department.
Yeah.
To find fake checks, because he was really good at it.
He was really
so good,
good
at making it. They were like, hey, we could use you. And he did that as part of his punishment. I'm wondering if they can't take these three kids that are young, that are clearly so smart at what they're doing, find a way to channel it and give us, like, better security on the internet.
Yeah, stop people from getting scammed and stuff like that. Yeah.
They should be punished to the full extent of the law. I agree. But you should also look at rehabilitating them. You got a 17-year-old kid.
17.
Does some punishment and then have him come and work for the government or work for Twitter or Facebook or something. I would look at hiring somebody like that. I'd be like, dude, if you broke into Twitter and you hacked Elon Musk's account and Barack Obama's account, like, tell us, teach us your ways.
You're good.
Like, show us how to do it. And that kid might be able to make some money. I
hate Like, that's the one thing, like, the internet thieves, though.
It
like,
scares
oh
me.
Oh, my gosh.
Anytime.
Anytime. Yeah, that's horrible.
Anytime. So, 17-year-old kid charged in that. We'll find out what happens with it. It's Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's out burning some vacation time for the week.
That's right.
DJGA.
We going to celebrate what? My divorce. How about that?
Who's getting who's the divorce?
Well, the famous doctor is Dr. Dre.
Yes.
Beats by Dre, famous for NWA.
Not a medical doctor, but a beat doctor.
He's a beat doctor. Yes. You know, he's a beat doctor. Yeah. His wife is challenging their prenup. Nicole Young is challenging their prenup, saying that she was forced to sign the prenup a few weeks before the wedding. Said she was backed into a corner and was made to sign it.
Well, yeah, he's worth a lot of money.
Yeah, well, that's what she's saying. And she's saying that she's saying what happened was after she signed it 2 years later, Dr. Dre was like, said he felt bad about making her sign it. And he tore up multiple copies in front of her and told her, yeah, it's null and void. That's what she said happened. And Dr. Dre is like, that never happened.
Okay, yeah.
Dr. Dre said that never happened. I don't know what she's talking about. And basically, and this is what he said. He said he will pay spousal support and all her expenses. He said he'll take care of her, but the prenup is still in effect.
Yeah.
And so Nicole Young wants the judge to separate and say, no, because he's worth $1 billion.
Yeah. He's one of the billionaires. Wasn't he one of the first billionaires, too, I think?
He was the first hip-hop billionaire.
Hip-hop, yeah.
Once he sold Beats by Dre to Apple.
Yes.
So here's my thing about this story, right? Like I said, she's saying she signed it. She didn't want to sign it and was forcefully signed it. Then he come back after 2 years and said it's null and void. Like, you guys are grown. Just because he tears up a contract that you signed does not, a legal contract that you already signed doesn't mean it's null and void.
Right.
Like, you know how,
he would
know?
Have to sign something else saying that it was null.
Yeah.
I would think you'd have to sign another document nullifying it. You can't just take your word of mouth.
It's null and void. Like,
and on the other flip side of the coin, if he did say that, and now he's taking his word back, that's kind of jacked up of him to hold her to that.
Yeah,
but I've always prenuptial agreements to me, that means when we get divorced. That's like going into the marriage expecting it to fail, expecting it to fall apart. That's to me prenuptial agreement.
I'm
a forever dude though. I'm strange like that. Like I've been with my wife for almost 10 years now. I don't have a desire to be with anybody else. I never have, never will. So I don't have any reason to do a prenuptial agreement. Plus, neither one of us make money. So,
I'm
not worth $1 billion.
Here's my thing. I would have some type of something in place to say if we ever get divorced, this is how much money you get. Because I do. I mean, because you don't know what's going to happen.
You would
right?
want that or would not want that?
I would.
I'd be
like, if I was a millionaire and you weren't, I'd be like, okay, look, if we get married and something happens,
you can't take me for my money.
You would get a certain amount if we got divorced, but it wouldn't be half.
That's a prenuptial agreement, yeah. So you're all for it then.
Well, yeah, I would.
Yeah,
it just makes sense because you never know. Like you know what I mean. But I feel that side where you're saying like, if we do a prenup, that means you don't love me. That means
why even get married at that point? Just be together. Don't get married then.
Because you know, I don't know because people can hide their intentions. Very easily.
I know. Scary, too.
Right. You know, especially if you're in where Dr. Dre is.
With like that kind of money, wanting to protect himself.
And this is not the first, and Nicole Young, this is not the first, like, millionaire she's dated. And, yeah, I've read up on her. I was like, oh.
Really?
Yeah. So
interesting.
I don't want to throw her under the bus, but at the same time, it's like, but they've been together so long.
Dr. Dre divorce. It's an interesting story.
The doctor is getting divorced, and I can't believe that she said he tore it up in front of me and said it was null and void. We had an understanding after that.
We'll see.
I was like, nah.
Maybe afterwards he'll be like,
we going to celebrate what? My divorce. How about that?
Maybe he'll celebrate the divorce afterwards. I don't know.
Hey, who knows?
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Allie's on vacation for the week, burning some time. DJ GA from The Night Show, bringing him in this morning.
Yes,
doing double duties.
Drag me out of bed.
You're doing The Night Show and you're doing The Morning Show.
What can I say?
All the time.
GA all day.
It's dedication, man. It's dedication to your craft.
Hey, I try.
The phone number is 414-799-1037, which is also the text number. You can also text 414-799-1037. We're a radio.com station. So we were wondering, what are the things that you are known for? Like, people know you for something. Everybody's known for something. Maybe it's because of your job. Maybe it's because of something stupid you did. But what are you known for? DJ GA, what are you known for? I know what I'm known for, and I know how it happened, how it came to be. Like, there's a story behind it, I had to think about it.
I don't even, like, once you ask me that, I don't, I'm a DJ?
You are?
I mean, I think that's, you know, that's what I'm known, like, on the radio, DJ GI.
Yes.
That's what I'm known for.
Yeah. I'm known for the Bigfoot guy. Have you noticed this? People keep tagging me in Bigfoot stuff all the time.
Do
you know how this started?
How?
I checked in one time on my Facebook page like 4 years ago when you can check in somewhere and you can do an activity like reading a book, watching a movie, drinking beer, eating food. I saw there was a looking for activity, and then when you scroll down, you can say Bigfoot. And I just did it just to be an idiot once or twice, and then I kept doing it every time I check in somewhere. So every time I check in somewhere on my Andy Riggs Facebook page, it says, looking for Bigfoot, and wherever I happen to be, the Mars Cheese Castle, Scott Ave, Milwaukee, and Maxine's Cafe, wherever I happen to be. I always check in. So and now people associate me with Bigfoot all the time, and
Sasquatch.
It's become a thing. Why not, man? He's
Sasquatch.
Out there. What are you known for? 414-799-1037. Call or text. We're talking to Tony and Racine. Good morning, Tony. What are you known for?
Oh, well, it starts way back in high school. I was originally known for a mohawk.
All right.
Freshman year, it was like 2 feet tall every day. Took 2-3 hours just to put up to go to school in the morning. And then next thing I know, I started balding. So I was like, okay, well, I need to be known for something else. Like,
all right.
This can't fade. So now I'm turned into the guy that... I'm the guy. If you need exotic animals, weird stuff, cars, boats, I am the guy that people call, and I get you whatever you want. I don't care how weird it is. I just so happen to come across it.
Tony, can you get me a wallaby by the weekend?
A wallaby?
A wallaby.
Depends on how much you're willing to spend.
I don't know. $15, $20?
Oh, not even. Well, maybe a postcard. Yeah, no,
but if I had the money, no, but if
really
if,
weird stuff, and it's the people I know, I network a lot. So just like GA, I DJ as well. And
right.
I called a couple weeks ago. I actually run the bounce house business.
Oh, yeah, you told me that. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's from networking and running into so many people and scratching their back.
Yeah.
Now I come into so many connections. It's like, oh, man, I got a guy looking for this. I know exactly who to call.
Right?
I
got $15,000. I need a zebra for my little girl's birthday by Saturday. Tony's the guy. Tony's the guy.
What'd you say, Tony? Hey,
not that fast, but yeah.
I
can get you a zebra.
Tony can get you a zebra. I love
hey,
that.
Like, was it Shawshank Redemption? I've been known to get things from time to time.
I'm sure, Red.
Right, yeah.
Hey, Tony, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate you listening.
Guys.
Tony's known for being the guy. You too. 414-799-1037. What are you known for? Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Having weird jobs.
You're known for having weird jobs.
Like, how weird are we talking?
Yeah.
I have been doing crowdsourcing for the last 12 years since it started.
Okay.
Crowdsourcing?
Like,
I work for over 29 different companies as an independent contractor doing whatever jobs come along.
Okay. So when you say crowdsourcing, do you mean like kind of GoFundMe type stuff where you're raising money for things or for different?
No. Where they're hiring people to go out because this job has to be done. And they don't actually hire a regular person to do it.
So you're like a temp almost?
Oh.
Yeah, so I go around and I'll build displays or I go around, you know, I'll give the free alcohol samples in the store.
Yeah.
I make sure they're IDing people.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Nice. You're a Jane of all trades.
Yeah, I do gas station inspections. I go and inspect the pumps. I get hired from companies all over.
Oh, my God. So what's the weirdest, what is then the weirdest job that you've had that gave you the reputation of being the weird job lady?
I had to go in and the people that are doing the food samples,
uh-huh.
You have to sit to the side and watch them cook and make sure. And then if they're not doing it, the procedures right, you have to openly say, well, I'm here to watch you, and this is what you're doing wrong, and people have gotten mad.
Wow.
I've gone and checked on displays in the store and then told the manager, you have to call this number.
Oh,
your
wow.
Your supervisor's expecting you to call. I do postal inspections. If you go and deliver a package and they want to know if they're asking you if it's got something that could explode, like LED batteries, if they're actually asking you the right questions.
Yeah.
If they don't, I have to tell them that right now you're going to be in trouble. I'm here for an inspection. You have to call this number.
Oh, my God. You can, like, threaten people. That's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
I went into one store. They had me count the inventory. There was $3,000 and something missing in inventory. And they had me call the police department.
Oh, my. Wow. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you were known as a lady with the weird jobs. I would agree with that 100%. Absolutely. What is your name again?
Charity,
thanks so much for calling. We appreciate you listening. So, see, that's what she's known for. What are you known for in your group of friends? 414-799-1037.
Are you the drinker, the shot taker?
I don't do shots, man. I can't do shots. Shots equal bad decisions for me. Very bad decisions. It's 103.7 KISS FM, Riggs and Alley. It's 8:54. Good morning. Today's Wednesday, by the way, in case you're wondering. Halfway through the week.
Halfway. Hump day. Today is hump day.
It is hump day.
Hump day.
Uh-huh. The state fair, Wisconsin.
Why you say it like that?
I don't know. You said hump day, and I thought about, I'm a boy. What do you think I think about when you said hump day? I thought about camels, dude.
Two dudes on the radio.
Two dudes. The Wisconsin State Fair, while it is not happening in full effect, they are still doing their fair necessities drive-through, where you can roll up, drive-through, get your corn dogs, get your cream puffs, get your pork chop on a stick. Get your deep fried this, your deep fried that.
All that.
They got all sorts of different vendors every single different week. We got a full list of it up at 1037kissfm.com. What was your favorite thing to eat at the state fair, DJGA? When you went, what's the one thing you always had to get at the state fair? And why is it not a foot-long corn dog? Go.
I'm a pretzel man.
You're a pretzel guy?
I'm a pretzel. Go get a pretzel with the cheese. I'm good. And I'm not talking about no gourmet pretzel. I'm talking about the old school. Give me that with the little salt on it. That's what I need.
Thank you. I've seen the stuffed gourmet pretzels. No. There's nothing stuffed or gourmet about it at all.
I don't do the gourmet thing with pretzels.
I don't do. Thank you for saying it correctly. Gourmet.
No, the gourmet. I don't do gourmet pretzels.
I just do the regular big pretzels. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
1037kissfm.com. You can find the lineup at the Fair Necessity starts up tomorrow, goes through the weekend. And this is week 3 of 4. They're doing 4 weeks of it. So you got plenty of time to head to the fair. Get your fair foods.
Get your pretzel.
Get your corn dog.
Not the gourmet pretzel.
Footlong corn dog with mustard only.
No, thank you.
103.7 KISS FM. It's a commercial-free hour. Tupac Changes.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's burning some vacation time this week. DJ GA from The Night Show in her place.
Yes.
What's going on?
Apparently... The Westesses. Is that right? The Westes?
The Wests?
The Wests.
The
no,
Wests.
The Westesses. The Westesses.
I like Westesses better. Better.
Right.
That's
right.
Fine. Go ahead.
Kanye and Kim, they're held up in an island fortress. They jumped on the private jet, you know, after his whole episode stemming from South Carolina, his presidential run.
Right.
And her coming to see him in Wyoming finally in a big tearful. You could see him in the car together. She was crying. They need to work on their relationship. That's word on the street. So
He needs to work on him, too.
Yeah. Yes. So they got the four kids, hopped in a private jet, and flew to an island fortress. No paparazzi, no nothing. No, they've been radio silent since they've been there. They're working on each other.
They should.
Yes.
Especially if he's serious about a presidential run, which apparently yesterday, a lawyer dropped off a whole bunch of papers at the Capitol with Kanye West signatures. He might be on the ballot in November. Might.
So, yeah.
He might.
And how can you not have your first lady with you while you're doing something like that? Like they said, they haven't really spent any time together in months.
Yeah.
They're definitely on the verge of celebrating their what?
Their divorce.
What are they celebrating?
We gonna celebrate what?
My divorce. How about that?
That's the word on the street. So no. I hope that's not true.
I mean,
hopefully, yeah, they go to the island, get things straight. Because all it takes is a little. If that's your best friend, all it takes is a hug and a kiss, and let's watch some movies and Netflix. And y'all usually back good.
I hope it's that simple, and I hope it does work out.
You know, if that's your booski, if that's your bestie, you know. It doesn't take much. You know, baby, I'm sorry. You know, I was tripping.
I was just tripping. Well, he needs some help. And maybe the kids being there as well help
right.
the whole
yeah.
family get together.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see.
You know, he loves that girl.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie's taking the week off, burning some vacation time.
Burn it.
And from the night show, DJ GA. Good morning.
GA all day. Let's go, Riggs.
You can use the phone number, 414-799-1037. By the way, I think you have an addiction to using hand sanitizer. I'm not going to lie right now. You've used it like 5 times in the last couple minutes. In the last hour, at least.
Really?
You do use it a lot.
Hey, maybe I should get it away from you then. I don't realize it.
You do.
It's subconscious.
You do. It's all right. It's all good.
My hands is clean, though.
I know. Very clean. Hey, when you go out and you make a purchase at maybe the grocery store or you're paying at the gas station, how do you do your payments nowadays? Because I'm kind of old school. I used to always carry cash with me. Anymore, I just try to use a credit card when I can. Yeah, I'm an old school guy. I always like to have like $20 of cash on the off chance that I'm in a place. Yes, because if I'm at a place and their credit card machine is down, I need something. I need $5 in gas or $10 in gas. I need something.
You put $10 in your car, Riggs.
If I need it, yeah. But think about it. If you're running almost on empty and you get up to the gas station and you need gas, you need it. Mm. And they're like, I'm sorry, the credit card machine, it just took a dump. It's not working right now. What do you do? What do you do? You got $20 in your pocket. You can easily give them $20 or whatever.
Well, that is true.
See, I always keep $20. That's it. No more. It's just a 20 and it's in my wallet and I keep it just in case.
So somebody sticks you up here, I got 20 for you, man. That's it.
That's it. That's all you get.
$20.
Andrew Jackson's the only guy that's going to talk to you today. That's it. That's it.
I don't really carry cash at all. Like, I might have a few dollars.
Not
here
a lot
and
of
there.
People do anymore.
Yeah, but Apple Pay is my go-to.
Apple Pay.
Hey, because you can pay with it. Like, this girl had an Apple Watch.
Yep.
And she seen me pay at Walgreens with it. She was like, you can pay with your Apple Watch?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. She's like, I didn't know. How do you do it? And I showed her how to put her credit cards and stuff on her Apple Watch so she could pay.
It's pretty cool.
It is actually. I do feel like the man when you pay with your watch. People be looking at you like.
It's cool when you pay with your phone.
Yeah,
I have your phone too.
Yep.
I've got an iPhone also with the Apple Pay. I'm sure people have the Samsung Pay too.
Yep.
Because you just tap it on the credit card machine. No
there
problem. No inserting the card. No anything like that.
Yeah.
How are you paying for things nowadays? Maybe there are still cash people out there, a couple of them. A couple of people out there that maybe, not everybody has a debit card. Not everybody has a credit card. I think most people do, but a lot of people don't. It's unfair to say that everybody does, I think.
That really did shock me that there are still people that don't have debit or credit cards.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay, I can understand a credit card, but a debit card?
That has direct access to your account, yeah.
It's still people, and I was very surprised by that. I mean, because, you know, we're so in the now. It's like, wait, what you mean you don't have it?
There are
some people that don't have a debit card.
I'm surprised more places aren't taking, like, the Apple Pays and the Samsung Pays. I get to a place, and I'm like, does this work? And they're like, maybe. And then I tap it, and
yeah,
it goes.
They don't know.
Oh, it does work. Oh, cool. Like, you've shown them something. Like, I have now taught you how to use your payment system.
Like, how do you not know you do Apple Pay and Samsung Pay?
Right.
How do you not know? And that's my thing, too. It's in a minute, you're not even going to need cash. I think we're trying to do a cashless society. What do you think about that?
Cashless?
Uh-huh.
I can see that. Other than strippers might be hurting a little bit, but other than that.
Oh, you just get their Cash App. Tip
sure.
them that way.
They put a Venmo on their G-string.
There you go.
You just scan their Venmo.
There
I like
you
the
go.
Way you think. Now, how are you paying for things nowadays? What do you do? 414-799-1037. Is it like a tap pay, credit cards, or are you an old school cash person? We want to know. We'll talk to you next. Hold on. It's Kiss. 103.7 Kiss FM. Hey, it's Riggs and Allie. Just Riggs and DJ GA this morning.
Two dudes.
Allie's burning some vacation time. We're talking about how you pay for things. How do you prefer to pay for things? Are you a credit card person? Are you more of a debit card person? Do you like the bump, like the Apple Pay? Or maybe you're a cash user. What up, Sam? Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Pretty good. How about you?
Fantastic. How do you pay for things? How do you prefer to pay for stuff these days?
I actually carry a little bit of everything on me. I have usually a little over $20 on me in cash.
Okay.
Yeah.
usually.
Now, why is that? Is your reasoning the same as mine, just in case a machine is down or something?
Yeah, just in case. You never know. I always have my bank card on me, but I keep my tap to pay PayPal and my Apple Watch at all times.
Okay.
All right.
So you pay with everything through your PayPal, which goes through your bank account?
Lately I've been using my PayPal because not everybody does Apple Pay yet, but I've been trying to use Apple Pay as much as possible.
Yeah. Right. A lot of the fast food places are doing it, and I will have to teach them how to do it at the drive-thru, because like at McDonald's, they'll try to grab my phone and bring it in. I'm like, no, you don't understand.
Right.
Just hand the machine out the window, I'll tap it, we'll move on with our life. That's how it works.
Oh, that's how it works?
Oh, so nice. They need some training.
What's that, Sam?
I've never actually done it at fast food. I know that they've said that they've done it, but nobody's ever offered, so I didn't even know that they yet.
Yeah, they'll have to hand like the credit card swiping thing out the window. If they don't know how to do that, a lot of times they look at me like I have eight heads, and I go, "You have a sign right there that says Apple and Samsung Pay next to the Visa and MasterCard." Like, I know that you accept it. I know you accept it, just nobody's trained you on how to use it. Hey, man, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Have a good one, dude.
You too.
See, a lot of people are using the contact. I think more people need to move towards that. Because once it's accepted everywhere and everybody can use it with their phones, and we realize that everybody can link it up to their phones, it'll be a hell of a lot easier.
Yeah, you just tapped, I'm out.
But until then, it'll be like people like Sam and I that'll always have a 20 on us. Always.
Dub.
I got a 20 right now on me. Me and Andrew Jackson. It's Kiss FM.
Oof. Oof.
Oh, 103.7 Kiss FM.
Oh, there you go. That's my type. That's the Rick.
Yes, sir. Allie's out for the week. It's just Riggs and DJ GA this week. GA from the night show. Thank you for coming in the morning, doing double duty. Did you learn anything on our show this morning? Did you?
I learned that you can't have a fortress if there's no moat. You can't call it a fortress if there's no moat.
That's true. It's just a house in the middle. It's a house. Because what is it a fortress from, really? Yeah. You can get through anything that doesn't have a moat. A non-moat house is very easy to attack.
I like how you just broke that down strategically.
See? Well, it makes sense. Because if you really want protection from your family, you don't need a gun. You don't need a dog. You don't need a dragon. You need a moat.
A moat.
Dig a river around your house and have a drawbridge. That's how you protect your house and keep the Black Knight at bay. Because he'll come in and he'll steal all your snacks.
Not the snacks.
Not the snacks. Not the snacks. He's back. I learned something about you this morning, DJ GA.
What's happening?
I learned that you were very passionate about who sits where in the car. Because if you are out with your girl and your mom's coming along, your mom better at least be offered the opportunity to sit in the front seat.
Or you out of there.
Or you're out. You will dump a woman if she will...
If she does not respect my mom, she does not respect me.
True.
You gotta go.
True.
It's that simple.
Always let your mom ride shotgun is what I learned from GA.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Or at least give mom the chance to ride shotgun.
Riding shotgun with a shotgun.
Gotcha. Is that mom with a 12-gauge? That is. Don't mess with mom. She'll come after you. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. GA, we'll talk to you later tonight.
Yes.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.